This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, the late Yul Brynner.
I really wanted to make a commercial when I discovered that I was that sick. And my time was so limited. I wanted to make that commercial that says simply, now that I'm gone, I tell you, don't smoke. Whatever you do, just don't smoke. If I could take back that smoking, we wouldn't be talking about any cancer. I'm convinced of that.
Yul Brynner made that television ad for the American Cancer Society in 1985 after he discovered that he was dying from lung cancer. It was aired after his death the same year. This ad just might be one of the earliest anti-smoking ads ever to appear in major American media at the time. According to the World Health Report in 2001, people with psychiatric illnesses are about as twice as likely to smoke as others. Those with schizophrenia and alcohol dependence are particularly likely to be heavy smokers, with rates as high as 86%. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association estimated that 44% of all cigarettes smoked in the United States are consumed by people with psychiatric illnesses.
Given the health concerns associated with smoking, it's not surprising that programs have developed to address smoking cessation among people with mental illness. One of these programs is called Choices, which stands for Consumers Helping Others Improve Their Condition by Ending Smoking. Choices is a consumer-driven program for smokers with mental illness in New Jersey. We're joined on the phone by Choices consumer tobacco advocate Yasmin Halim and program director Patricia Dooley. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Patricia Dooley, tell us about the origins of Choices. Why was it started, and what is it that it tries to do?
In 2005, Dr. Jill Williams, who is the medical director and founder of the Choices program, created Choices through a small innovative grant program as a way to help smokers with mental illness, but using a peer-driven approach. Dr. Williams had been very frustrated by the lack of progress in addressing smoking and the barriers that she experienced firsthand by trying to engage other professionals in her efforts. She believed that given the correct information in a supportive and peer-driven approach, that mental health consumers would take the steps needed towards living healthier lives. And so during 2005, after this grant became operationalized, the first two consumer tobacco advocates were hired, Yasmin being one of them, and they attended a five-day intensive training on all the different aspects of tobacco dependence, tobacco-caused illnesses, and they were also trained in a motivational interviewing style to deliver personalized feedback to consumers with mental illness who were smokers at mental health agencies and programs and self-help centers throughout the state.
Yasmin, your role, as was mentioned by Patricia, with the group is as a consumer tobacco advocate. Tell us more about the work you do and how does it meet the needs of people with mental illnesses who smoke?
We go to various programs, like Trisha said, and we give generalized information about the chemicals in cigarette smoke and illnesses caused by smoking, benefits of quitting smoking, how smoking can affect your medication levels and medications available, and also secondhand smoke.
What appealed to you about this work? How did you end up doing this work?
Well, what appealed to me about it was because as a mental health consumer myself, I always felt that it was important to take care of my physical health, and that my physical health and my mental health were related. Like, you know, when I was taking care of myself better physically, it helps to stabilize my mood somewhat. So I felt that, and since smoking has so many different chemicals and harmful effects, I thought it would, you know, make a big difference for people if they were able to quit smoking. And I also knew how important it was for me to hear from other mental health consumers that had already, were already, like, had recovered from mental illness somewhat, or, and, you know, were achieving goals or had achieved goals that I would like to achieve. And also the empowerment of talking to other people that have mental illness. You know, we can empower each other to move forward.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
To smoke or not to smoke, there is no question about it. Whether it is lung cancer or long life, the choices to choose is obvious. Life is good, life is great, life is hard, but much harder when I smoked. When I smoked, I had no time to be in life, so smoking is not to be and is not nobler too. Those are the opening lines of a poem by Bill Newbold posted on the Choices website. Choices stands for consumers helping others improve their condition by ending smoking. The program symbolizes empowerment and personal choice in recovery by using peer counselors to deliver messages to smokers with mental illness about addressing tobacco use and motivating them to seek treatment. We're speaking with Choices consumer tobacco advocate Yasmin Halim and program director Patricia Dooley.
Patricia Dooley, what are some of the dynamics among people, mental illness and smoking, and how do these dynamics affect the health of people with mental illness?
Certainly, recent studies have shown us, as was mentioned earlier, that people with mental illness smoke in much higher proportion than the general population. And one of the efforts that's taking place in the United States is through the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration to address the issues of wellness for people with mental illness, as they, on average, die 25 years earlier than people without a mental illness. Dr. Williams, again, as a national leader in smoking and mental illness, believed that given the correct information and choices, that consumers would take steps to lead healthier lives. And she felt that disseminating this information through peers had great advantages as an approach or an opportunity to increase consumer awareness of the negative consequences of smoking and to help educate them about the hope for smoking cessation treatment.
Yasmin, when I spoke with you yesterday, you were about to join a non-smoking event, and I believe you've just returned from a similar event today. Tell us more about the work that you've been doing most recently, and how does that work unfold when you go and carry it out within institutions in various settings?
We do general presentation sometimes. Sometimes we're going to a health fair or a wellness day, and we have a table and we speak with people individually, and sometimes we do a sort of a group. So we go to residential programs, and even sometimes once in a while we do a workshop at a conference. So there's a few consumer conferences in New Jersey, so we might do a workshop and have people come to the workshop.
One of the great things that the Choices team does when they go and visit these various agencies is that they provide, you know, probably about a 30 to 40 minute educational presentation, which Yasmin spoke about earlier. And then they open it up after that presentation for people to come up and meet individually with them and receive what's called our personalized feedback report, which takes into account the number of cigarettes people are smoking per day, how much they are spending on their smoking, and we also use something called a carbon monoxide meter, which helps us get a level of how much carbon monoxide someone has in their system as a result of, you know, mainly as a result of their smoking, and these tools can be very powerful
during these visits when someone has the chance to talk one-on-one with one of the consumer tobacco advocates.
Yasmin Halim is a consumer tobacco advocate, and Patricia Dooley is the program director from Choices, a consumer-driven program for smokers with mental illness in New Jersey. You can find Choices online at njchoices.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.